WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of some of Chopin's greatest piano music, performed by the Cuban-born Georges Bolet. Bolet, who is now in his 70s, has recently been rediscovered.
Georges Bolet has been on the concert circuit for years, yet he's never become a great celebrity. I seem to recall his reputation as a young Turk. Lately, though, perhaps with a new revival of interest in the romantic repertoire he excels in, Bolet has suddenly emerged as an old master, concertizing and recording more actively than ever. He's probably best known for his vibrant performances of Liszt, much of which he's recorded in the past few years for London Records. There's an especially interesting Liszt CD on the Priceless label, originally recorded in 1960. His latest release is a Chopin album, including the four ballades, the Barcarolle, and the F minor fantasy. Bolet is digitally secure, elegant, intelligent in every way. He conveys the atmosphere and the structure of each of these intricate works. He does all the right things. He builds the magnificent F minor fantasy, for example, to a great climax, then pulls back at the end to reveal its quiet, almost childlike innocence, then a somber finality. And yet, when I compare some of these performances with my own favorite versions, I find something lacking here, some extra ounce of interpretive giving, some little personal fillip that makes a phrase get under my skin. Take the first ballade. Ballades are Chopin's own invention. The title sounds like a poem, a narrative poem. And Chopin's ballades have an episodic quality. Not looseness of structure so much as a sense of one event leading to another. Chopin may have derived this form from the epic poems of his Polish contemporary, Adam Mickiewicz. Listen to Bolet's pianism at the beginning of the first ballade. It's lovely, but there's no impulse to make the note sound anything beyond lovely. Then listen to the way Czech pianist Ivan Muravets begins to tell us the story of the first ballade. But there's at least one great performance on the new Bolette album, The Barcarolle. What makes Bolette's version so remarkable is his daring slow tempo. There are plenty of interpretive readings of this wonderful piece, Venice, the Grand Canal, Passion in a Gondola. But Bolette is not just depicting a slow gondola ride. He seems to be making a conscious musical decision to get away from the usual programmatic, storytelling content. Different, it seems to me, from his complacency and reticence in the ballades, where the storytelling is built into the music. Here, what he tells us, is that the Barcarolle can be heard as pure music, that it works magnificently if you just listen to it slowly unfold its musical secrets, that neither the concert hall nor the recording studio have to turn into Venice for this piece to be understood and appreciated. If Bolette has neither the impetuosity and Italianate lilt of an Alfred Cortot, nor Dino Lipotti's rapture or sublime grace, the insights he brings are profoundly revealing and completely convincing on their own terms.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new London recording of George Bolette playing Chopin's ballades, Barcarolle, and Fantasy. This is Fresh Air.